The Cosmic Tarot. Key number 7. The Chariot. This awareness indicates the seventh stage of the journey of the Fool as he/she progresses on the royal road of the Tarot is the Chariot. The Chariot is an ancient idea that symbolizes movement through life. The Chariot is the vehicle of movement, the force that allows you to move through the world. It also symbolizes the progress you make in life, and your achievements. This awareness indicates it is also a card of leadership, among other things. Its position in the tarot follows the Lovers, as a reminder that the foundation of progress is in understanding and a relationship with the force of love. If you are able to ground yourself in love, then your capacity for progress could be limitless. This awareness indicates that if more people were moving through the world in a state of love, motivated by love, with the goal of loving other beings, then the society and culture would be based on the needs of the individual, and not the other way around, where the individual is a slave to society and must comply with the demands of an unjust and inhumane system that values money and warfare above the welfare of human beings, and sentient beings in general. This awareness indicates the Chariot itself is an ancient concept. Today, perhaps its counterpart in modern society would be one's personal automobile, one's car. The automobile, aside from being a chariot that allows one to move through space and time, has become a status symbol. Those who own the newest model, with the sexiest body contours, seem to derive great pleasure from this, and they display this trophy proudly for the whole neighborhood, for the whole world to see. Those who choose to cruise on down the highway in a giant Land Rover, do so as if they are ensconced inside of a fortress or a tank. They feel secure in the notion that if there is an accident or a collision, they will survive because their chariot is so fortified. Of course, the owners of the smaller vehicles might describe them as being road hogs or gas guzzlers. The modern automobile is fueled by gasoline that comes from the oil that is extracted from the planet. It runs on the combustion of this invisible vapor. But even today, the strength of the engine and the quickness of its pace is referred to as horsepower. Wild horses drove the chariots of ancient past, but in the tarot they are often portrayed as magical creatures such as the Sphinx. This awareness asks you to imagine what it would be like trying to control two wild giant creatures that are pulling you forward, instead of a mechanical engine that is fueled by gasoline. Somehow you have to learn to tame these wild creatures, or at least keep them under your control so they don't ride roughshod over anything and anyone. Ask yourself, do I have what it takes to do this? This awareness would ask you to now look more closely at these two creatures. They are mythological symbols, but what do they mean? What are these two entities or energies, and what do they represent? The horse or sphinx, the wild and magical creatures that are pulling the chariot, are opposite in nature. The symbology here is subtle. One has to recognize that progress is achieved through overcoming opposites and proceeding from a balanced perspective. This awareness indicates the third-dimensional polarity universe is vibrating off and on, night and day, male and female, hot and cold, and these opposites require equal consideration, constant monitoring and balancing. In the earlier version of the chariot as represented by the rider/weight deck, you might notice that the two sphinxes are not actually harnessed to the chariot, nor does the driver actually hold the reins in his hands. This is not an accident or a mistake by the artist. It is a conscious decision made to evoke and represent an Eastern allegory where the driver represents the eye or the mind. The sphinx or lions represent the positive and negative emotions, and the chariot represents the physical vehicle, the human body. To achieve unity, the entity George Ivanovich Gurdjieff emphasized that it is of utmost importance that everything be working together in harmony under the direction of the eye or the conscious mind. This awareness indicates the driver, the mind, is the charioteer and must hear and understand the conscious directions of the greater eye or what this awareness refers to as the higher self. The driver must learn to guide the sphinxes or lions or horses, which symbolize the emotions, with the reins. This awareness indicates the beasts must be properly harnessed to the chariot, which is the physical body, for everything to work. In the earlier tarot card, nothing is connected, but everything is assembled and ready. Everything is there, but separated from the other aspects of its nature, which is also an allegory for the normal condition of humans. Most people are sleeping and unaware of their true nature. They are content to drift along, without examining the beliefs they have accepted in life, those beliefs that have been handed down to them from their fathers and mothers, from their religions and from society, those beliefs they have been indoctrinated with, that help to form the attitudes that they approach life with. They drift in and out of life without ambition, without aligning their minds to their emotions, and to their physical body. They rarely bother to master their conflicting emotions or set their sights on attaining something better. The Chariot card is also indicative of the forces of society that seem at odds with the individual riding inside. The individual self is protected from the outer world, removed from the contamination of the outer world, which is symbolized by the canopy, which provides him or her a shelter from the storm. The beasts, whether they are lions or horses or sphinxes, represent an individual's passions, your emotions, your drives, and your motivations. Often these are in conflict, and so the chariot cannot move, or it may start out in one direction and then change midway, or even go in an opposite direction. It is a difficult challenge to move through life if your emotions are in conflict, and you cannot decide which way you really want to go, or what it is you really want to become. The chariot, the vehicle, which is also the physical body, can take you where you need to go, where you desire to go, but your directions must be clear, otherwise, you are like a ship without a rudder adrift in a storm. It is important to understand that the chariot will support you in your decision to establish control of your life. It symbolizes the ability to harmonize and blend your nature together so that you can become balanced, and when this occurs, then you will know in which direction you need to go. But balancing one's life and all its many aspects is a complex challenge. It requires constant adjustment and rebalancing. It requires attention and nourishment. And above all, it requires introspection and what this awareness would refer to as working in your garden, weeding your inner garden. If you can see yourself as a driver, a charioteer who is wholesome and has found his or her inner balance, then your mastery of your own emotions will help you drive yourself where you need to go. Reason and emotion can now work together and support one another in a common direction or goal. Self-mastery has been internalized, and the beasts are no longer in turmoil or thrashing around every which way in chaos, and the chariot now runs on your own thoughts and inner driving will. How many times have you heard someone ask you, "What's happening?" And you answer, "Nothing much." They ask, "Where are you going?" You say, "No place in particular, or even no place special." This awareness suggests that repeating or embracing such negative expressions is an indication that a person is still in a confused or a sleeping state and all too willing to repeat whatever intrusive sound or slogan enters into the world of his or her dreams. This awareness indicates that in order to establish yourself as an individual entity, you must first recognize that you are sleeping and dreaming, and make an attempt to awaken from this situation, and begin the process of remembering who, in fact, you really are. This must be accomplished before you attempt to drive your chariot through the streets. Many of the fatalities that occur on the road happen because the driver has drifted to sleep and is no longer able to direct his or her vehicle. In order to drive yourself, you have to be awake and alert, otherwise you might find yourself veering into oncoming traffic, or perhaps smashing into another vehicle that is right in front of you, or right beside you. This awareness indicates the road goes ever, ever on, and one must pay attention to where one is going. When one needs to rest, one must pull over and rest. The concept of a road that goes nowhere is an attempt to indicate that people are going very fast, but do not have a destination in mind. They do not know where they are going, but still they continue going there at a very fast pace. This is an analogy of the present modern age. Everyone is hurtling through life inside of a metal can at 40, 50, 60, 70 miles per hour. Everyone is jockeying for position. It becomes a game to see who can get there first. But where is there? Perhaps to many who love the thrill of the race, there is the next red traffic light. But to the more discerning, there may be a concept that lies a long way off, beyond the horizon, but they are willing to commit to the journey, to the adventure, and they have some sort of a plan. This awareness indicates it is good to have a plan, but it is best to have faith and trust in your own abilities, and beyond this, to trust in a higher spiritual awareness. The hidden meaning and the truth behind the chariot is that as a spiritual being you are awake and aware enough to know your destination inside, and thus, in a sense, and in essence, you have already arrived. It is the waking up that is important. In the world of duality, the opposite of divine is demonic, so humans are divided in the physical world between love and hate, black and white, good and bad. You are told that a demon and a divine being cannot occupy the same space and live in harmony. They are forever at war. This is another meaning of the chariot. The driver, the soul, is trying to control two spirited creatures that are pulling in opposite directions, which represent the mind or the emotions that are divided, and the driver is helplessly being pulled between two opposite directions. This split in one's being is the cause of individual and collective insanity and operates on every level of one's being. The conscious mind that is constantly chattering like a monkey provides you with a false sense of self. You must pause and take a breath, and intuit from within where you really are at, and what your next step will be. You must learn to discern the many levels and degrees that exist between absolute yes and absolute no. It is in these shades of gray that entities live their day-to-day lives. But an individual can rise above this world, and choose to see it differently. A world that is composed totally of black and white is a world without color, a world without hue, a world without gradation and change. It is a harsh and brutal world of bright light and dark shadow. The light reveals, and the shadow obscures, but there is an infinity of degrees and layers and levels that fill in the spaces, fill in the gaps between the harshness of what the mind perceives of as pure duality. The world of infinite variations and colors is the world you occupy on this planet you call Earth, but are you able to see it? The mind can become so numbed and programmed by strange beliefs that it can be blind to what is happening right here and now in this most beautiful of worlds. The cosmic fool of the tarot knows this, as he naively ventures out into uncharted territory. The fool has no direction in mind. He is possibly in danger of falling off a cliff and getting killed. Or it could be that he is about to step off the cliff and levitate into the sky, because the state of the divine fool is emptiness. The fool is the void. The fool is the tabula rasa. The fool is a divine child, who knows no physical boundaries. The cosmic fool is not confined by the rules and laws of society, which are often contradictive. The cosmic fool ventures out into the world, with only the inner radiance and purity of youth and the awareness of the divine, which is his or her own inner mental state. The fool becomes the magician, and creates with the priestess, enjoys life with the empress, rules with the emperor and the hierophant, and continues on his journey of transformation until the fool, now transformed, becomes the driver of the chariot and again ventures out, but with a unified and clear purpose, a known direction and a pure intent.